Hey you guys, and welcome back to the channel. My name is McKenna. If you're new here, make sure you subscribe and hit the little bell button so you never miss any videos going forward. Today, I'm going to talk about my unmedicated birth story. It was definitely an unplanned, unmedicated birth story, and it was kind of crazy. So I figured I would share the story. I've done a little bit on TikTok sharing the story, but I feel like a long form video on YouTube just gives it more, you know what I'm saying? So let's chitty chat and let's talk about my unplanned, unmedicated birth story and kind of adjusting to having two kids at home. Definitely not two under two, but two and under. Lila just turned two a few weeks ago, and then Millie came shortly after. So if you're new, my toddler is named Lila. Her real name is Leland, and we call her Lila. And our newborn baby that is now a week old, she is Millie. And I think that name is so cute. I think it's fun. My husband came up with it and I love it. So let's dive into the story. It's just wild. I could have sworn that I was going to go into labor early, because with Lila, I went into labor 3 weeks early. I was 27 or 37 weeks pregnant when I went into labor with her, and my water broke in the middle of the night. And so this entire pregnancy, my second pregnancy, I was convinced I was going to go into labor early, and I was feeling a little bit stressed out. I have a wedding that I had booked somebody to cover for me, and they bailed literally like 2 weeks before my due date. So I started to panic, because as a wedding photographer and as a business owner, I am so passionate about my business and I want to be so hands-on in my business. And I'm very type A when it comes to my business, because it's my name on the line. So when this photographer that I had booked bailed, essentially, they really didn't have a good excuse. I was very stressed out and kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to do this myself, and I'm gonna be doing it like probably 1 week postpartum. Anyways, that's besides the point. So I just felt a little bit of added pressure, but I didn't want to make Millie come earlier than when she was ready. I did set an induction date. I think for my doctor said I could do 39 weeks, which I was a little bit hesitant about, because I didn't, again, want to bring her earlier than she was ready. But I was also having so many Braxton Hicks contractions since like week 20. I was having tons, and they were progressively every week getting stronger and stronger, but they weren't changing anything, so they weren't true contractions. And then about 37 weeks, I started having very, very strong contractions that were 3 to 5 minutes on the dot, very, very strong, but they never progressed into being extremely painful until week 30, like the very end of 38 weeks. Yeah. Anyways, the day before my induction date that I had set, I went into labor, which is wild. And I'm very thankful for, because I did want to go into labor naturally, but I also, you know, have obligations that I had booked beforehand. So I woke up, well, backtracking a little bit. My sister was in town. She was here to help with Lila when I went into labor, whenever that might be. And they had been here for like a week and a half. Considering I thought I was going to go into labor potentially a little bit earlier, they came out a few weeks before my due date, just in case. And we were just hanging out. It was really fun. Lila was having the time of her life with her cousins. And then on the evening, late in the evening on Sunday, it was May 26th, I started having really strong Braxton Hicks. Again, they weren't hurting, so I didn't think much of it, but they were definitely very strong. And they just were very consistent. They, no matter what I did, if moving, whatever, they didn't go away. Sitting down, laying down, they didn't go away. But that was pretty common for me. And then going into the night, I went to sleep, and I woke up around 11:30, and they were getting a little bit uncomfortable. And I was like, this is a little bit different. But my husband was still awake. He was trying to finish up a work project, because he was trying to do that before he went on paternity leave, so that he didn't leave anything like opened when he left. And he was still awake. I'm like, oh, these are a little uncomfortable. But I fell back asleep, and again, went back to sleep, woke up again. They were even more uncomfortable. And I started to time them, and they were very regular, about 3 to 4 minutes apart, which again, I'm like, that doesn't tell me anything, because that is somewhat normal for me. But they started to get painful in my lower abdomen and in my back. So I just kind of started to observe, pay attention. I think at this point it was like maybe 12:45 in the evening, or into the morning, I guess. So just past midnight. And they were progressively getting worse and worse, to the point where they weren't taking my breath away, but I was like, these are different. These are definitely different than what I have been having. Mind you, my last pregnancy, my water broke. So it was very easy, like, okay, my water broke. We need to go to the hospital. I didn't know when to go into the hospital with these. I was just like, do I go now? Do I not? So I think around one, I ended up calling the nurse or the nurse on call at the place I was delivering. I was like, hey, so these are every 3 to 5 minutes apart. They're kind of starting to get painful to the point where I'm like uncomfortable when they happen. Should I come in? Should I try to sleep again? Like, what should I do? And she's like, well, if you've been timing them for the last hour or more and they're very consistent, we want you to come in and we can check you. So I'm like, okay, is there a rush? Do I need to rush in right now or can I like take a shower? And she's like, no, you can take a shower. Like, you know, usually things progress pretty slowly. So I'm like, okay, we'll be in like 45 minutes to an hour. So I think she let the doctor know, and I don't know if the doctor has to come in from home or what. I'm not exactly sure how that works, or if the doctor is sleeping at the hospital that's on call. But I showered, Joey packed his bag because he didn't have one packed beforehand, but he packs really fast. And we were just kind of taking our time. I already had a bag packed for me and some stuff packed for our newborn baby that was on the way. And obviously we didn't really have to figure things out with Leela because my sister was here. So I just shot her a little text and I said, hey, when you get up in the morning, we're at the hospital, so can you grab Leela? Leela usually sleeps in later than my sister's kid, so I knew she would be up before Leela got up. So it wasn't a big deal just texting her and heading out. And we ended up getting to the hospital, I think, around just after 2:30 in the morning. They put you in the triage room and they check you 2 hours later, apparently. And if you've progressed or like you've dilated more, then they keep you. And if you've stayed the same after 2 hours, they send you home, which is great and all. But apparently people take a long time to go into labor. And so because of this, I spent 2 hours in the triage room and my contractions were every 3 to 5 minutes, very consistent. And as soon as we got to the hospital, they instantly started to progress and get worse and worse to the point where, like, I think like 45 minutes to an hour into being in the triage room, I was like, Joey, I cannot handle these. These are so painful. So when I got to the triage room, I had been 3 centimeters dilated and 70% effaced for 2 weeks at that point because they had checked me every appointment beforehand. So nothing had changed when I got to the hospital. But about an hour in, I was like, these contractions are so bad. Like, I couldn't breathe through them. I was like, trying my best to stay calm. They were just very painful. And so I called the nurse and I'm like, hey, these are progressing. I don't think I can make it another hour with this amount of pain. I'm like ready for an epidural, you know, kind of a thing. And so she came in, I think she was kind of taking her time. She came in like 15 minutes after that, which I know they're busy. And she was like, well, if I check you now, I'll have to check you again in 2 hours or in at the 2 hour mark. Let's just wait it out. You've got 45 minutes. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, I cannot do that. I cannot wait 45 minutes. But me, I just didn't have the guts to say that. Yeah. So I was like, okay, last time I was in labor, I got an epidural at the point of me being in so much pain, I was throwing up. I can't handle these anymore. Like, these are so bad. So she came back in. I think it was like, it had been an hour and like 40-ish minutes at that point. And so she ended up checking me. I think by the time she checked me, it was like, I'd been there like just over an hour and 40, so maybe like an hour and 45 minutes. And I was now 5 centimeters dilated. I don't know if I had effaced anymore or anything like that at that point because she didn't tell me, but she was like, okay, well, you've progressed, so we can admit you. Let me go let the doctor know and let me go get your room ready and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to sit here and wait even longer, you know? So that's kind of how I was feeling. Anyway, so she left and about the 2 hour mark, she came back and she was like, okay, your room's ready. You can follow me down the hall and I'll take you to your room and then we'll let the anesthesiologist know that you're ready for your epidural. And so my husband picked up everything and was carrying everything. We didn't bring in any of our hospital bags at that point. We didn't know if I was truly in labor when we were leaving the car. If you can hear that like little humming, that one, that's Millie. She's sleeping right next to me and she's kind of like her little newborn noises, which I love. But yeah, so I couldn't carry anything because I was just trying to endure the contractions. And as I was walking down the hall, I like had to grab the bar on the side of the hall and like squat down to take the contractions because they were so painful. You guys, I have never been in that much pain in my life. Obviously, if you've had a baby, you can relate. It's like super painful, those contractions, especially at the point I was at, which I didn't know how far along I was at this point. But now looking back, I'm like, no wonder I couldn't handle those. And I kind of felt like a lot of pressure down there, if you know what I mean. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening, you know? So finally I get into my labor and delivery room and I was like, I have to poop. So I went into the bathroom and I was kind of afraid to, because I'm like, I think I feel the baby. I was taking the contractions, you guys, like I had to get off of the toilet and like sit down on the ground to take the contractions because they were so bad for me. And I was just trying to focus on my breathing. My husband like came in and he was like, are you okay? Like, how can I help? You know, he's like trying to, you know, help me relax and help me breathe through them. And I'm still like pretty bruised. I kind of got beaten up. So she got an IV in. She's like, okay, I'm gonna go let the anesthesiologist know that you're here. And she left. She came back in like 5 minutes later and she's like, okay, my shift's over. I'm leaving, but the new nurse will be in soon. And I was like, I can feel the baby's head. At that point, I was like, no, I'm like 95% sure that what I'm feeling, all the pressure down there, is the baby's head. And mind you, we had gotten into the room like maybe 5 or 10 minutes beforehand. Like, I hadn't even been in the room that long. I was like kind of frustrated because I felt so unheard and unseen by her. I don't want to like, I'm not like trying to bash the nurse. I know that like usually labors take a long time and usually you have like 12 hours or whatever or longer. So I'm sure she thought I just had like a low pain tolerance. But anyways, the next nurse came in and I was like, I'm pretty sure I can feel the baby's head. So she was like, okay, we're gonna get a team in here. So she got more nurses in. She got whoever like checks the baby after that catches the baby and like weighs the baby, makes sure the baby's like breathing, cleans out his nose, whatever. She got that girl in. The anesthesiologist came in finally. And oh my gosh, thinking all of this, I'm just like, wow, it was just absolute chaos. It all happened within like 25 minutes. And then since the IV spun around, I got another contraction pretty close to that one and the IV came out. And I just started like kind of gushing blood from my hand here. And I looked down and I didn't even care. Like in a normal situation where I'm not in labor, I would be like super queasy seeing like the blood coming out, the needle, whatever. I was like, oh my gosh, what if they don't give me the epidural because I actually do feel the baby's head. Anyway, so in that moment, she was like, let me just check you. I'm gonna get this IV back in. And she was trying to get an IV back in to me literally anywhere. But every contraction, I couldn't hold still. And I feel super bad, but like, I just could not hold still. I couldn't get one in. They, for whatever reason, I was doing my best to hold still and the IV kept on blowing. I don't know the right word for it, but where they hit it and then it starts bleeding and bubbling up or whatever. So I don't know if you guys can see these all over my arms, but I have like bruises all over my arms for where they tried to get an IV in. Finally, they got one in here. She's like, let me just check you and see where you're at. We can't give you the epidural until we figure this out. And mind you guys, all of this was happening within like 10 minutes. Like it was all just chaos. Her little coos and stuff. So it's just like absolutely all chaos. And then she's like, just let me check you really quick, see where you're at, and we'll go from there. And I'm like, you have to give me the epidural. In that moment, I think it sunk in that I'm too far along. They're not gonna give me an epidural because I think the baby is literally coming right now. Please don't tell me it's too late. I have to have an epidural. I was kind of like trying to reason with her and she's like, let me just check. So I laid down, she checked and she was like, McKenna, your baby's head is literally right there. Do you think you can push? And I was like, I'm like getting chills right now because I remember that moment so vividly. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I have to push like never before because as soon as this baby is out, I'm going to feel 100 times better. And this pain is going to be over. So I was like, let's do it. So you guys, I kid you not, 3 pushes and Millie was out. And all of this, when I got into the labor and delivery room, happened before 5:30. Like I'm pretty sure I got in there at around 5 and Millie was out before 5:30. So it all happened within like 25 minutes, 3 pushes. And my husband was like right there, which was I'm so thankful for because if my sister wasn't in town, he would have had to drive Leela to his brother's house and drop her off in the middle of the night. And I don't even know if he would have gotten back in time for the birth, which if he wasn't there, I would not have been able to do it. But 3 pushes. The first push, my water like busted and just went literally everywhere. The second push, I could feel her crowning and it was so pain. And I was like, okay, I can feel her crowning. They were all like, we can see her hair. She has black hair, or, you know, I'm sure it looked black. Her hair is very dark. And they're like, this is like the ring of fire. This next push, like, let's get her out. And the next push, she came out. 3 pushes, she was out. They put her on my chest. I was like, instantly the contractions. I know that a lot of people experience like post-labor contractions that are really painful. I didn't actually experience that. I don't really know why, but it was just like the relief of all of that pain instantly for me. And maybe I did experience some post-labor contractions and like when they push on your stomach and stuff like that, it was painful, but nothing compared to what I had just been through. So I was like, fine, if that makes sense. Like I had been in so much pain that nothing else compared. And I was like, I can do this. You know, I felt like I could literally do anything. Plus I feel like after going through something like that, so hard and so painful, you just feel this huge sense of accomplishment when it's over. Anyways, so that was like all of the chaos that happened. And that was essentially like my birth story. We ended up being in the hospital for about 24 hours. We wanted an early release, so we left the next day. She was born just before 5:30, I think around 5:25-ish. And we left the next day at around 10 or 11 and we were out of the hospital and it was so nice to be home. and introduced Millie and Leela. It was so much fun. Leela was like a little bit skeptical at first, but now she's definitely warming up to her. And once you have the baby, it's kind of like so magical, like in the hospital, everything's just like quiet and peaceful and the baby's like sleeping and, you know, I don't know. And you just like get a holder and hold them. I don't know how to explain it. Like if you've been in that like newborn bubble and then bringing them home and this last week, so I'm just over a week postpartum. I'm a week and one day. And it's just been like a fun little newborn bubble. My husband has a couple months off. And so he took Leela to the library and they're running some errands. He's going to Lowe's. And I'm just here with Millie. She's just taking a little snooze. I forget how much they sleep. It's like kind of wild. I like forget that they literally sleep all day and all night and just wake up to eat. And she has like an hour and a half wake window in the morning that she's usually up, and then like right before bed she'll be awake for like an hour and a half, and it's fun, but it's just wild. I kind of forgot about all that. But anyways, that is the chaos of my birth story. I thought that this would be fun to post on my podcast as well. So if you're listening on the podcast, I'm sorry about the audio. I didn't use a microphone for this. I'm just pulling it from my camera because I just wanted to sit down and chat when I had an opportunity. I don't really have as much time, obviously, as I used to. So trying to keep up with the podcast, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, the works is very hard and time consuming. But if you don't follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, what else? All those things, my username is McKenna H. Ashcroft. You can follow me there. And I feel like I post more regularly there, but I also have a podcast called In My 30s that you can catch on pretty much all podcast platforms I should be on. So Apple Podcasts for sure. And YouTube, I vlog. I like vlogging weekly, so hopefully I will be here more consistently now. I'm excited because I'm gonna make, my next vlog is gonna be a get back into routine with a toddler and a newborn because I haven't figured out my routine. So I need to kind of figure it out, and I thought it'd be fun to take you guys along on that journey. Plus we have a lot of moving content. We're moving in like three-ish weeks to a place close by. We're gonna move into my in-laws' house. They're living in Japan, and we're gonna live there for a couple months because our house is not finished in Washington. So we're moving from Colorado to Washington, and it was supposed to be done this month, but it's not. And we have renters that we wanna get in and stuff like that into our current house. So we're still gonna move out. Our house is ready. We're gonna move into our new house, which it kind of works out perfect that his parents' house is empty at the time being. So anyways, lots of updates, but we'll save that for another video. If you made it this far, I love you so much. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell button, and I can't wait to just do this whole journey with you guys. Two kids, moving, lots of moving content coming. It'll be fun, and if you wanna stay up to date with me, like daily, I post pretty up to date on all other platforms. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye. Oh.